At KVGC News Time, 6 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news for a Tuesday, the 28th day of May for 2019. In the news for today, Plymouth City Council has appointed a new city clerk and adopted a pair of ordinance changes that intend to make development easier in that city. The council voted to appoint McLean Sonnenberg as city clerk. Sonnenberg is a recreational therapist at Mule Creek State Prison. The council also voted to approve the first readings on changes to the city's parking ordinance and design guidelines. The parking code changes are intended to make redevelopment, remodeling, and opening new businesses easier along Plymouth's historic downtown. Older buildings on Main Street have had problems complying with the city's current parking standard when new businesses move in. The current code requires more on-site parking spaces than the old construction allows. The changes allow exceptions to certain projects in the downtown core while keeping the current parking requirements in other parts of town, such as along Highway 49. The approved changes to the design guidelines include the creation of a staff-level review for projects called a zoning clearance. This level of review is intended for smaller projects that would not require the full time and expense of a public hearing before the city's planning commission.
Well, Calaveras County Water District plans to begin a major pipeline replacement next month along Highway 4 between Forest Meadows and Avery. The project, part of the Reach One Pipeline Replacement Project, that will last through the fall of this year and pick up again in the spring of 2020. According to CCWD, the pipeline is being replaced due to its poor condition that has caused a series of failures and repairs. To combat any service interruption to customers and safeguard public health in the water system, the existing pipeline will remain operational throughout the project. The pipeline replacement expected to be completed in winter of 2020 and will cause travel delays on Highway 4 throughout construction. The $7.5 million pipeline project will be paid for with funds coming from the district's capital renovation and replacement fund.
And the California Department of Motor Vehicles says it's now in full compliance with federal requirements for real ID driver license or identification cards. This past week, the state says it received a notification of approval by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security to start issuing the identification cards again. Applicants initially had to provide one proof of residency, but Homeland Security later decided two are needed. Real ID card holders who only submitted one proof of residency will receive an address verification letter that must be signed and mailed back. Letters will be sent to approximately 3.6 million holders of the 4.1 million real ID cards issued to date. Americans will need to show a valid passport or federally approved document, such as a real ID, to board airline flights in the U.S. starting October 1st, 2020.
Well, given the continued and growing threat of wildfire, and as an additional precautionary measure, PG&E enhancing and expanding their community wildfire safety program in an effort to further reduce wildfire risk and help keep customers and communities they serve safe. An open house outreach will be held Thursday evening, June 6th, in the Jackson Civic Center from 6 to 8. Topics will cover expansion of the public safety power shutoff program, accelerated safety inspections of electric infrastructure, and hardening the electric system by replacing equipment and installing stronger and more resilient poles and covered power lines. Webinars will also be available for those who can't attend. For more info, visit pge.com/wildfire safety.
And this Friday is a day for car lovers of all ages. The day starts with Assist Care's second annual car show at 11 a.m. The car show will be held at Oak Manor Residential Care on New York Ranch Road in Jackson. It'll be a day filled with cars, food, music, and fun. For more information or to enter a car, call 223-3273. And later in the day, the American Legion Post 108 Auxiliary will host their annual Hot Rods, Hot Rides, Hot Nights, and Hot Dogs car show, starting at 5:30 at the American Legion Post 108 on Sutter Hill. Enjoy hot dogs and hamburgers with all the trimmings, and all the proceeds benefit the American Legion Auxiliary's programs. For more information or to enter a car, call 304-0901. And that, my friends, is a look at local news on a Gold Country Tuesday. Don't forget to join us at 8:30. Amador County Clerk Recorder and Head of Elections Kim Grady will be here. We recorded this interview last week. It's been posted on Facebook for a week now. And Kim will talk to us and tell us what to expect with the possibility of a change in voting coming to Amador County, meaning vote centers and vote by mail only. So we'll talk to Grady coming up at 8:30 this morning. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.